The qalb, is this again also this latifa rabbaniya, another latifa rabbaniya, another divine latif creation. You know, latif is in the Arabic language and as in opposition to kathif. Kathif is literally dense. The physique of a human being is dense, is kathif. The ruh of a human being is latif. So that latif nature makes that latif creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that latif thing, be in different dimensions in ways we do not comprehend in the physical sense. Just keep in mind, for example, that that photons are at some level a latif creation, because photons of light, light photons can penetrate the physical realm in ways other thick or kathif creatures do not. If you go even beyond to the concept of other, you know, sub-particles, that the neutrinos that can penetrate anything you can think of materially. So that's a latif creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. We do not know the real appearance and nature of angels. We have manifestations of that that sometimes are said to be experienced by some. But really, what is a photon? What is a neutrino? Allah only knows in their essential realities that can penetrate anything, especially the neutrinos, anything in the physical realm. So the qalb is first of all a latifa, a rabbaniya, from this word latif that I tried to here explain briefly. So it's a divine latifa. And how does it relate to this physical heart that we have? Our ulama, our awliya, our sages of old, and our predecessors, our salaf, rahimahullah ta'ala, when they spoke of that, they say that heart, from what they understood from the Qur'an and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what Allah bestowed upon them of favors and grace of understanding and of experiencing, such as Imam al-Ghazali and before him and after him, rahimahullah ta'ala jami'an, that this qalb that we speak about in this tazkiyah concept, in this spiritual concept, is that latifa that is somehow related, somehow imperceptibly related to this sanobari heart inside of us, to this physical heart inside of us, in the form of an acorn inside of us. But is not it. But is not it. Until nowadays, there is a lot that we do not know about the essential reality, even the physical reality of the physical qalb. I do not want at this point to delve into some recent discoveries and recent research in the field of science about what now we are learning about the heart, which we never knew before or when before, and still some people still think that way nowadays, that the heart is no different than a pump. It's simply a pump. The heart is not simply a pump. The heart is much more than that. It's much more profound than that, even this physical heart. And yet, and even when we connect it to this spiritual dimension of the ruh and of this lata'if, then other things come in. So, and therefore we hear Allah in the Quran, for example, telling us, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. Ajib. Why don't they ponder and walk on earth and ponder and reflect? Or do they not have hearts with which يَعْقِلُون, and يَعْقِلُون is an active form, it's a verb. By the way, you do not find in the Quran the noun عقل, but you find the active form of عقل, which is يَعْقِلُون, تَعْقِلُون, and so on, which is actively being aware of something, being in restraint and restraining and controlling. That is عَقَلَ يَعْقِلُ. عَقَلَ يَعْقِلُ, and therefore عَقْل. And Allah Azza wa Jal in this ayah and other ayat of the Quran connects the property or the function, the active function of عقل, of restraint, of control, to the heart. To the heart. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, we can say more, but we need to be brief. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala wa inna fil jasadi mudghatan, idha salahat, salaha al jasadu kulluh, wa idha fasadat, fasad al jasadu kulluh, ala wa hiya al qalb. Verily, indeed, within the human body, there is a mudgha. A mudgha is something you chew, a bite that you can chew. A bite, mudgha, but made of flesh. That is, in other words, the size of the heart is not very big for a human being. Mudgha. Ala wa inna fil jasadi mudghatan idha salahat. If that mudgha, that piece, is upright, then the entire person, the entire body is upright. And if it is spoiled, the entire person is spoiled. That's the essential of our qulub. What identifies and characterizes of our qulub will identify who we really are and what we really are. So that's why we connect the nafs to the qalb by the fact that tazkiyah is a means by which I keep my heart free from my low states of my nafs.